It's the Success Line. This is the place where achievers come to get advice on how to solve business problems and unlock their true potential. Every week, a new listener of the show sits down with Success Coaching Director Ben Fairfield to talk through a roadblock and learn a lesson. Now here he is, Ben Fairfield.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Success Line. Your host Ben Fairfield here, and today we are joined by the one and only Mr. Brad Lively. Brad, how the heck are you today?
Doing well, Ben. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. Now, we know each other a couple different ways, so we do know each other, but I do not yet know what you're bringing today. But before we get into what we're going to work on together, I'd love for you to share with everybody listening, who is Brad? What's your background? How did you get to where you are? What are you doing right now? And then we'll dive into what it is we're going to work together on.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm a Louisiana boy who now lives out in California. I was in the Air Force for 4 years as an officer, and then got out of the Air Force and joined the medical field as an orthopedic sales rep. And that's what I've been doing for the past 17 years. My journey in medical sales brought me out to Southern California. And I recently was certified by Success. And now I'm working on launching my coaching business, which I'm really excited about because that's my passion. And my heart is for the family unit, marriage, and relationships. And I really want to bring what I've learned and experienced in life and help people. So that's the down and dirty of where I am today.
I love it. I love it. So background in medical sales, which I've heard from a little birdie that you're very good at that too. So you've got an industry that you're doing really well in. And it's great and it's wonderful, and it's not quite hitting the passion and the purpose. And so up comes this this idea of creating a coaching company, which is awesome. And so regardless, for everyone listening, regardless of what business the people listening are wanting to start, what we're going to talk about is going to be the same regardless of industry. But we're really talking about how the heck do we kick off a new business, right? So I'm assuming, unless there's something I don't know, I'm assuming you're not independently wealthy, so you can't just cold turkey one. You've got to build it side by side and simultaneous. Is that a fair assumption?
Correct. Yes.
All right. So you're starting a company. So what specifically in that process are we talking about today? What would be helpful?
Well, obviously building coaching clientele. That's my biggest need. So yeah, I'm trying to manage a full-time job. 5 kids and starting a new business. And so I'm looking for any wisdom that I can get to help get this thing launched.
Absolutely. All right. So talk to me, Brad, and everyone listening, share with us what's the area that you have expertise in or a passion for or a combination thereof, but what are you looking to coach people in?
I'm looking to do marriage coaching.
Okay.
Family coaching. Issues with children, and just relationship coaching, because I know a lot of couples head into a relationship or into marriage not really knowing what they're getting into. And so I've been through a lot of difficult situations in marriage and in family, and gained a lot of wisdom and experience along the way that I want to help impart to other people.
That's awesome. All right. So perfect world. If you had a magic wand and we were fast forwarded a year from now, and you were right where you wanted to be, what would that look like? What would you see?
I would see me coaching full time, being able to. Well, in this day and age, a lot of these things are virtual now, so it would allow me a time to be at home with the kids, and accomplishing what I want to in my heart, so that you know. I want to be a present dad, and I want to be there for my kids. And this job is very demanding as a medical sales rep. And oftentimes I'm working long days and into the night. And so I feel like I'm missing a lot of their childhood. So I really think this would afford me time with my kids and getting to do what I love, which is coaching and helping marriages and family become healthy again. Because this world is really broken right now. I mean, just look at the divorce statistics and I think I have keys that can help people along with my coaching tools to be able to take people to a place they've never been before in their relationship.
Awesome. Okay. So I just check in with you here real quick because I wrote down taking notes as you're talking. So you'd be coaching full time. You have more time at home with the kids. You'd be in alignment with your purpose and your passion. Did I miss anything as far as what stood out?
No, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. I think, you know, not being in my purpose and in my passion, you know, things rise to the surface, like overwhelm, frustration, feeling drained at the end of the day. You know, when I do things like prepare for, you know, coaching and, you know, study in that area, like it really energizes me. I don't feel drained when I do that stuff. But being in this industry, although it's been a very, very big blessing to our family and to me, it doesn't fulfill me. Mm. And so at the end, you know, looking forward into the future, I want to be fulfilled. I want to wake up excited about what I'm going to do that day. And, you know, I think that's what life is about. I think if you can find where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, good things begin to happen. And it trickles down, not just in my life, my kids will feel it. And everybody around me will feel it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So do you have a coaching business established now? I just want to try to get a feel for where are we starting from in this conversation?
Yes. I have a registered business.
Okay.
I have a website. I personally, on my journey, you know, since I asked this question, there's been some time in my life and I've been trying to figure this thing out. So I'm paying for coaching in my life, you know, to help me with my blind spots and to help me get on the right track. I'm also doing marketing training, because we live in a social media world where I think we have a lot of potential in social media that doesn't require you getting out and spending hours walking around from door to door, and cold calling.
Sure.
So I really want to take advantage of that aspect of marketing because I think that'll save me time and energy.
Sure. Okay. Okay, good. So do you have any clients at the moment? Any recurring paid clients right now, or are we starting from scratch?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. I just want to make sure that we all know where we're starting from. So perfect. So we know the purpose and the passion. We know we're moving in this direction. You've taken some of the basic steps that are required to get there, which is awesome. So tell me if you would. So I wrote down marriage coaching, family coaching, couples coaching, and those are all really, really good. And who inside of those three areas is your ideal coaching client? Because there's one of you and there's millions of people around you, specifically where you live, right? So there's a lot of people there. So you don't need everybody. You need the right ones. So talk to me if you will. Let's pause here and get specific. Inside of marriage coaching, family coaching, couples coaching, is there a thread of a consistent theme there? Or who is our avatar, which we like to call it, inside of there? Who are you targeting? Who would you do the best with?
Well, I think it's the couple that doesn't know why they're struggling, but they're struggling. And things aren't the same as they were when they got married or when they first met. And I think we unknowingly get into this really negative cycle in our relationships. And it's hard to see how it begins or how it's evolving. And so I think it's couples that really love each other that want to figure out what's going on, but they don't know what to do. You know, somebody could be reached if they're on the way, on the brink of divorce, but those are hard to deal with. I think I want people that love each other and want to figure this out.
So they're looking for a solution.
Yeah. They're just looking for some insight and some help.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you questions, and none of them are loaded because I know nothing about this industry, this part of it. So none of this is loaded, but I'm just trying to clarify here. So couples that don't know why they're struggling, yet I also wrote down and I heard that yet it's couples that are wanting to figure it out. They're searching for a solution or for an answer. So they have a desire. You can't help someone who's not willing to help themselves is what I've always gone back to and been taught a long time ago. So you're looking for the folks who are raising their hand, the folks who are looking for the lifeline and the help because they have a vested interest and want to salvage what they have. So tell me about those people. What would they be doing as first steps in their search process? What do you think that those people in those situations having a difficulty, not understanding why, yet having a desire to find a solution and resolution, what's their first steps typically?
They would probably look out for reading material, maybe find a book, maybe go to their pastor if they go to church. Maybe they would reach out to their parents first for wisdom. I think, you know, or look for mentors that do have a successful marriage that maybe they could get advice from. Some, you know, I think depending on the severity of the problem, they will look to pay for counseling or therapy. I know in my experience and just, you know, living life, usually it's the women that are throwing up the flags like, hey, we got to work on this. Sure. I mean, me included, I was, you know, we think everything's fine.
Right.
Until it's not, you know.
Gradually and then suddenly, yeah.
There's not a lot of people, unless you understand coaching and mentorship, are going and proactively protecting their marriage. Mm. Usually it's a reaction to, wait, everything's falling apart. We got to fix this.
Okay.
So I think, you know, when it gets to that area or that place, then they're like, okay, well, we need to invest in this. Maybe just asking a friend is not enough. Maybe reading this book is not enough. And so, you know, there's just various stages of the process depending on, and that's going to depend on what they do.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And I'm taking notes here. So far I have they're going to look for a book or a resource, which makes sense. Talk to pastor or parents for wisdom. And then the third one I wrote down is mentors, those that are modeling success in the area that they want to find success in. Are there any other actions that come to the top of your mind that someone, this ideal candidate for you to help would do, or that you would think they would do initially, any action they would take?
Counseling. I mean, professional counseling.
And help me and the listeners understand this too, because you and I know, because we've gone through certification and we've done this a long time, there's a big difference between coaching and counseling, right? And so as coaches, we don't ever cross the line into counseling. I refer quite a few people to therapists and counselors because there is a line where I am not licensed and I could do damage in the attempt of doing good. So we make sure that we're careful there. But that being said, for you in this setting with the marriage, you know, relationship, family style coaching, where do you see the difference be? Just help me clarify the counseling versus the coaching, like what you would offer as a coach versus what you may refer someone to a therapist or a counselor for.
Well, I think some of the things that we can do as a coach is we can help align people to what is true to them. So things that are already inside of them that they know to be true. A lot of times people aren't doing these things for whatever reason. Maybe they feel like, oh, I need to do this over here because we need this amount of money and, you know, it'll be the best for our family. Well, like I said, if you're in the wrong place doing the wrong thing, it's going to have a trickle down effect. And part of that trickle down effect is your marriage or your significant relationship, right? Because if you're coming home drained, frustrated, stressed, overwhelmed, who's going to get the brunt of that but your spouse and the kids? Yeah. A lot of marriage problems are not marriage problems. They're alignment problems. They're identity problems. And so the marriage just suffers from that. And so I think as a coach, knowing how to ask the right questions and help the people formulate the information that's inside of them, we can help align them in the direction that they really want to go, or at least figure out a plan of how to shift from one place to another. And then that's going to help solve a lot of the issues right there. So we're not really telling them this is what you need to do in your marriage. We're coaching them in a direction that they were designed to go in the first place.
I love that. I think one thing that comes to mind, not knowing anything about this type of counseling and coaching, but what I know to be true for counseling and coaching on a more global spectrum is that they work very well together, right? Counseling is the diagnostic, and counseling is a lot of the change work, the behind the scenes, like neuro-linguistic programming, but really deep change work, like the identity. And whereas coaching comes alongside of counseling and can help implement and move forward in the direction that someone chooses to go as a result of the work they're doing in counseling. So I see them going hand in hand. The reason I ask you that question is obviously that's going to be really important for us to know as we're launching this so that we can make that distinction to the community. So the reason I asked you the question about what do you think they do? So what we know in this world, and you hit it already, there is tons of noise. Everyone and their cousins, uncles, third cousins, best friends, brothers, aunt is a coach or a consultant or an expert or, you know, whatever, the CEO of their own venture. Like everyone online is just amazing at everything. And so instead of trying to be everything to everyone, we want to, and I've used this before in the success line, but we need to look at a micro niche. It's not okay enough anymore just to go down to a niche level. We need to look at a micro niche within a niche. And so the way I see this, and you can tell me what you're thinking, but this relationship and family coaching is the niche. The reason I ask those questions is then let's identify the micro niche within that, right? And so you just gave me really good clarity as far as exactly who your avatar is. Here's what they're thinking. Here's likely where they're at and what they're searching for. The reason I ask the following question, and everyone listening can follow the same exact process when they're trying to uncover their own action strategies to build their own business. The next question I asked you was, what are the top action steps they're going to take? So whammo, they're identifying a problem. What do they do next?
Right.
Because that's where we need to be. So in your business, that's where you need to be, is right there in the instant where they're taking action.
Yeah.
So discovery happens. I'm aware, like the fog has lifted. I now know that I have a challenge. What then do those people do? Because that's when we want them to see Brad. So the first thing you said, and I want to go through these in order if you don't mind, but the first thing you said was look for a book. So tell me about that one really, really quickly. I mean, I know that they're looking for resources. Where do you think they're going to be going to look for a book on it?
Amazon.
Absolutely.
That's going to be probably the go-to place.
So knowing that, let's connect these dots as we're going through these. So knowing that they're looking for a book, and I don't disagree. This is, I think, one of the first steps people take, especially in today's day and age, because Amazon, we can get anything tomorrow. And in some cases, if you don't live in Idaho like me, you can get it today, right? So it just depends on where you live. But the point being, we have so much at our fingertips we never used to before. We didn't have to leave our house to go to the library. We could just find a resource and have it shipped to us within 24 hours. So they're going to look for a book. So how can you, in that moment when they're looking for a book, how can you position yourself to be one of those people they find or a resource that they discover and want to learn more about?
That's a great question. I mean, I don't really know the answer to that, honestly.
Are you a writer?
I am, and that was working in my mind, but it's not. I haven't finished the book.
Sure.
I'm working on a book, which, yes, that is definitely a part of my future plan, to have a book.
I would challenge you, and I don't know the scope of the book you're talking about or thinking about, but I would challenge you to think through. And of course, I mean, we have a short amount of time together today, so we're not going to figure all this out today. My goal is to give you some paths to go down and to think about.
Yeah.
It has never been easier to be self-published and to self-publish on Amazon than it is today.
Yeah.
And so even if it's not the novel that you're going to have published through a publishing outfit or a publishing house, getting something down, even if it's an ebook, even if it doesn't ever go to print, but it's Amazon Kindle only, having something out there that demonstrates that you have knowledge where you can help these people. You can give them some stuff to get some quick wins or guide them in the direction to find, like show them where the resources are. Something to start connecting you with them and you as the person to go to know what the next steps are, where to look for tools to help them through the process might be a strategic way for you to do some lead generation. It also produces a wonderful top of funnel free giveaway.
You're really encouraging me and challenging me to get this done.
I know you and I know the rest of the people listening may not, but I know you and I know you have tons to give to people out there, and we can't help people if we're the best kept secret in town. So what does it take for you? And this isn't rhetorical. I want you to actually think through this. What does it take for you to get to the point where you have, even if it's an ebook, even if you have no intention of it going to print, but having something like that to where you can use it as a top of funnel lead magnet to get people to sign up for maybe a newsletter that you're putting out, or it's a top of funnel lead magnet that you can send to the pastors, the parents, the mentors, like the counselors out there to show that you have knowledge and that you can come alongside of them. And I'm kind of bridging to the next one, the counselors.
Right.
This is one potential way that you could demonstrate to them that you're not coming to compete with them. You're coming to work in congruence with them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, perfect sense. Yeah, I mean, this really is just going to require discipline. You know, sitting down and disciplining myself to write when I don't feel like it or when I'm tired. I mean, because when you're doing something in conjunction with a full-time job and parenting, like it requires discipline and grit to push through and make it happen. So really that's where I am. I'm at that place in my life where I know the only thing that's going to make this happen is action. And the quicker I take action, the more aggressive I am at taking action, the faster things will move along. So I really appreciate you bringing this up because it's something that's been in working in me and something I know I've needed to do, but I've found excuses not to do it.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that myself. Yes.
But now is the time for this. So thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, absolutely, man. Now I want to keep this going. That's only one of our things, right? So the key here is, and I get it, like long days work. The last thing you want to do a lot of nights is do more work. Yet what I'll tell you is, lots of services do this, but you don't have to pay any money for it. Google, if you open a Google Doc, gives you the ability to do voice to text. You just simply speak and it types it out for you.
I love
that. So it's been much easier for a lot of folks that I'm coaching who are going down a similar process, different industries, but same process of wanting to develop a guide or a book or an ebook or whatever, something in this realm. They want to produce that, but the thought of sitting down and actually handwriting or typing is terrifying to them. All of a sudden, they go through Google Doc. They can walk around with their phone in their pocket and earbuds in and just speak as they're thinking. And Google is doing the typing for you. Now, it's a lot easier to go back and edit and just move paragraphs around than it is. It seems less daunting for some reason than it is to actually sit there and type it out yourself.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing idea.
So like any other goal, you figure out what's the end result. You know how to do this and you chunk it down and figure out how many pages per night or per week am I going to add to this, and that over time I'm going to get to where I want to go and it's not daunting and it doesn't have to be done in one weekend. So that's the book. And I think that's absolutely for me. I think anybody starting a business right now, in order to establish themselves as the professional, the go-to person, the fastest way, or one of the fastest ways to cut through the noise of competition and really be that person, is having a book where people can, in their own time, in their safe space, really get to know you. They get to know your personality a little bit. They see how you work. You're giving some things away to them and showing them some resources. And all of a sudden, now we're beginning to build rapport, which you know very well how that works. So that's the book. Now, let's talk about the pastor and the parents. And again, we could put in lots of different things here, but I agree with you. Like, they're going to go to a spiritual advisor. They're going to go to parents or grandparents or somebody with perceived more wisdom than they have, right? So those people, what do you see those people? Put yourself in the position of the pastor or the person that these people are coming to. What do you feel like you need if you're that person? Like, you want to help these people. They're coming to you. What do you think some of the greatest needs are for those people that are being reached out to?
resources.
Bingo. So how can you, Brad, help those people look good and help other people in the process by nature of that action, you are demonstrating to them that you are a good resource yourself. You're here to help. And I would argue it would probably lead to some referrals. So how could you help those people solving the gap or the challenge they may be feeling or the stress they may feel around not knowing all the resources?
Provide them with a resource, a book.
It's almost as if it'd be a book. Now, here's the other thing, Brad, and this can be super simple, right? So I'm not saying don't do the book, because I'm gonna follow up with you and chase you to make sure you do the book. It's in the midst of the book. Don't overlook the simple doesn't always mean that it's not worth doing. Sometimes the simplest things are the most effective. Think about a clickable PDF. Like, you know, resources for videos that you really like or that you probably refer people to. You probably have some books that other people have written that you refer other people to at times. Like, if you took some time and just thought through, what are the resources that are kind of my go-to when people approach me with this or when I've been able to help other people? What are those resources? If you put those in a single page PDF and made it clickable and it's all branded your company, now all of a sudden you're sending this, you're giving it away. You're going to those pastors, those parents, the mentors, counselors even, and you're just saying, hey, here's a resource guide. This has been really helpful for me. If you have anything that's not on here, I'd love to hear about it. But I just want you to have this because my mission is to help more people. And I know that you having this resource guide is going to make that possible.
That's a great idea.
Now, all of a sudden, you have a reason to follow up with those people down the road as well. And it's not salesy. You're just saying, hey, do you have anything that wasn't on that list? Because I'm committed to making that the best resource list possible. And even if it's not a PDF, it could be on your website. It could be a back-end page on your website driving traffic to whatever your URL is for your company. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes. I love it.
The key here is how do we scratch the itch? How do we solve the problem? How do we answer the need that some of these people may not even know they have?
Right.
We want to be the resources resource, essentially, is where I'm going with this. So that's one way. Is there any other way that you could think of with the pastors, the parents, the counselors, that we could really help them help other people? And in the same time, you're helping yourself.
I haven't thought about it until right now. So, another avenue that I am going personally is I'm starting to put out little videos. And I'm also have a plan to start a YouTube channel, because I want it to become a teaching platform.
Yep.
For the, insight that I have and that Absolutely. I can offer. So those are other things that I'm working on.
Okay. What about, have you considered, a webinar?
I haven't. No.
So what did you said at the top of our show here, what did you say that you just went through this last year and spent 50 hours with me, which means you just need bigger hobbies, but you spent 50 hours with me on Zoom, right? You're in California. I'm in Idaho. We had people all over the country and in Canada. We sat through webinar teaching.
True.
So what does it look like for Brad, or what would it look like? And I mean this as a genuine question. What could it look like for you to do webinar series and provide some resources real time targeting pastors, parents, mentors, and counselors, giving them tangible resources and useful information they can leave saying, I know something I didn't know when I started. And oh, by the way, the best part is that they saw you. They started building rapport with you subconsciously. They started to get to know Brad. They start feeling good about Brad, so that next time Brad calls or sends something or puts out a video, now all of a sudden I'm more likely to be responsive to it because I'm not just hearing a voice or just reading a book.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of necessarily a webinar, but something similar, with the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm learning about challenges and funnels.
Whatever you want to call it. Same concept. You're right on the money there.
That's but
how can we give it away, get a lot of people into the top of the funnel, be in our authentic selves, helping people, and then at the end saying, if you like this and you want more, I'm here to serve you, and here's how we can be in relationship together.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was working on, or that I am working on learning how to do.
Love it.
and it was going to be a free offering. And, you know, I love the principle, know, like, and trust. Get to know them, like them, trust them. You know, they're more likely going to want to work with you and or refer to you. And so I like you, but you're bringing something to it that I haven't thought about, and that I need to be a resource to the resources. You know, I'm over here like, who exactly can I target marriage wise? What age? What, you know, but I like this reaching out to who they're going to go to first.
Yes. And there's probably room for both, Brad. I don't want to make it sound like I think one's not okay. I would run both at the same time.
Sure. Yeah. I agree.
And you're fishing with a much bigger net when you're going after the providers themselves and offering support and resource to them, because we all have gaps. Right. They all can do so much. And then there's stuff that they're not trained in doing, and knowing that they have someone that with those clients, they can't figure out how to get across the finish line. They just, for the life of them, can't figure out what the answer is. Having a phone, a friend in you is going to be super valuable to those people. We just need to make sure enough of those people know about that option.
Yes, I agree. Great point.
So where do those folks congregate? Like, do you see there being associations? Do you see there being certifications? And again, I really don't know the answer to this, but in terms of the marriage and couples counselors, are there associations or groups or ways that they come together and congregate that you could get in front of or speak to?
That's something I have to do a little homework on, honestly. I've been just so laser focused on my own business, and you kind of had tunnel vision, but sure. You know, this is opening up that tunnel and giving me ideas to explore. So I think that's a great thing to search out, something that I'm going to do.
I love it, man. I'm just going to recap here for a sec to make sure we don't miss anything. So, we're going to, what I heard you say is we're going to get serious about a book. We're going to figure out the line in the sand, the end point. We're going to work it backwards, chunk it down into bite-sized pieces. We're going to get the book written, regardless of how it's published or how it's put out there. We're going to get the resource created. You're going to create a resource list or kind of an FAQ guide for the providers, for the pastors, the parents, the mentors, the counselors that you can offer to them to be of help to them. And then in the process, also working on the free challenge side to just start building community, which I think is key, getting people into conversation with you and surrounded by like-minded folks, and you're the keeper of that community. So all of that I think is phenomenal. What have we missed, or what are we missing on that list that you think that we should do or that would be helpful to do?
Well, the other thing that I'm working on is just becoming, adding value just where I am. So, you know, I'm starting to get involved in my local church and serve there and become a resource and a person of value there. I'm always trying to be that at my job. And I think with my family, I think, what is it? Service to many leads to greatness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really trying to find practical ways that I can serve where I am, doing what I'm doing.
Where you're planted.
Because, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that's another thing that the coaching that I have received has encouraged me to do, and I agree with. And no, I think this is a very comprehensive take on my situation that can build business and really caused me to become a valuable resource that's going to then like build traffic on its own. And that's what we want, you know.
Absolutely.
Which cuts down on our energy being exerted in other areas where we need to be focusing on helping the people that come to us.
Yep. And then that's where I shared it in our last certification, but I believe it was a Maxwell quote where he said in a training years ago, he said, especially, and this is especially true for people starting a business, but it's true for all of us, you have to say no to the needy so that you can say yes to the hungry. Like everybody needs your time. Everybody needs everything. Yet a lot of those people that say they need it will do nothing with it. And so really, how do we begin to separate those that say they need it versus those that actually have a desire to do something with it. Because at that point, that's where you can make true impact. That's who are going to refer other people to you. Those are going to give you your testimonials that you then put back in front on your advertising to reach even more people, and you're off to the races. So, man, I think you've got a really great plan. I know that you've got the skill set. I know you've got the passion. I know it's your purpose. So when these things align, I'm just excited to see where this goes. So as we're wrapping all this together, I every time I have to ask, what's our line in the sand? So this book, because we have a lot of people, over 100,000 people a month that download this and listen to it. So you're making a commitment now in front of a lot of people. So do it wisely. But what's your line in the sand? Like, I will have the copy for my book, whatever shape or form it ends up taking, but I'll have the copy done by when?
Wow. Yeah, that is putting me on the spot there. But I do want to do this. So I'm going to commit to 6 months.
Okay. End of June?
Yes.
You heard it here first, everybody. End of June, Brad's going to have his book out. And I would love to be one of the first ones to get a copy, whether it's digital or print. But for those listening, I know there's a ton of people cheering you on, Brad. How would somebody find you on social media? Where are you most active and how do they find you?
I'm on Instagram and at the Brad Lively is my handle. I'm on Facebook. It's still Brad Lively. And then I have a website, trustlovecoaching.com. Trust, that's actually a funny story. I was getting my business registered and I had it as two words, trust, love, and then coaching. The right. Words were separate. But it's one of the prohibited words by the IRS. You can't have trust because it has to do with finances and right. whatnot. So my CPA was like, why don't you just put them together? I was like, well, they actually
they go together
and you can't separate them. So let's do that.
And that's awesome.
So, yeah. Trustlovecoaching.com.
Awesome.
But yeah. And I also, you know, to build testimonials, I am offering free coaching, but it's limited. So if you go to the website, you'll see there you can book free coaching.
Love it.
So I just want to do that, no strings attached. And then at the end of it, if you feel it's worth it, leave a testimonial.
That's awesome, man. Great offer from a great guy. Really appreciate you being on the show with us today, Brad. Always good connecting with you, and I'm excited to see the execution of this plan, because I know it's going to mean some big things and getting you even more in line with your passion and your purpose. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, Ben.
I got to believe that episode resonated with a lot of you listening, because there's so many people right now. We are in a day and an age where there are so many people starting new ventures and new businesses. And the most exciting thing about that is the impact that that's going to have on people, the innovation that will create in society, I would argue is going to be like something we've never seen before. So we are huge fans of entrepreneurs at the Success Line. Of course, we are cheering all of you on. And I hope that you got some lessons away from the conversation with Brad. Now, Brad is starting, as you heard, from ground zero. Brad had taken some steps, yet there was some of the specific strategy that was yet missing. And so I would encourage all of you going through this process. Maybe you're at the same stage he was, or maybe you're even earlier than this, or maybe you've started a business and it's not working out well. I would encourage you even to go back to the drawing board and follow the process that we went through. Get very specific on what it is your superpower is. Who is it that you're targeting? And then what pain are they feeling? As a result of the pain, what will their first steps be when trying to deal with it or make the pain go away? That, my friends, is the sweet spot. That's where you can begin to laser focus to come up with your strategy to know how to reach people that need your service, that are desperate for what it is you provide, and it allows you the opportunity to come alongside of them and help them. When you find something that's in alignment with your passion and your purpose, it's hard not to lean into it. It's hard not to move forward and be in alignment with your authentic self. make sure that you're being strategic about it. Make sure that you're taking the appropriate steps. Find your audience. Identify their pain point. Identify the steps they'll take immediately upon feeling the pain. And put all of your effort into being right there in those moments so that you could be seen as the valuable resource that you are. That's the episode this week. I hope you got as much out of it as I did. Grateful that you are here every week. And until next week, see you then.
If you're interested in receiving free coaching on a future episode, go to success.com/successlineguest. This has been a Success podcast. Head over to success.com/podcasts to hear more just like it.